Jesus is clearly referred to as the Word of God and as the Word from God, and the Arabic usage clearly distinguishes between the Word of God in the sense of Holy Writ, which is always referred to as Kalamullah, and the Word of God as His Messenger, which is Kalimatullah, Kalima, because He communicates God's Word, God's will to man. He is made a born prophet. According to Baydawi, Isa is the Arabic form of the Hebrew Yeshua. Although this term is evidently taken from the Hebrew and has the Hebrew significance of the anointed, the Muslims explain it differently. Imam al-Sa'ihin, Firuz Abadi, in his book Mishkat al-Anwar, says that there are no less than 50 explanations of the word Al-Masih. Yeshua means Allahu Yunajji, God saves. That is according to Razi, Baydawi, Khazin, and Nishapuri. His ministry is set to the children of Israel. His teaching was centered in the worship of God alone. Jesus came to follow the footsteps of the former prophets, confirming that which was revealed before. He was given the book at the time of his birth and was made prophet. Quran 19:30. He came to show clear proofs. Quran 43:63 and 5:10. He had divine wisdom. Quran 57:63. One of the reasons of Jesus' advent, according to Quran, was to settle some existing differences. Quran 43:63. And to teach to keep one's duty towards Allah. Quran 3:50. That is to say, to obey and worship Him. Quran 3:51. Jesus was taught by God Himself directly the wisdom, the Torah or Al-Kitab, and the Gospel. Quran 5:110. Al-Masih, Messiah, occurs 11 times in the Quran. Baydawi says, it is a foreign word, the surname of Jesus. The Hebrew origin is used for the anointed king of Israel, then for the coming Messiah, Christ. He was anointed with honor, protected from Satan from the very birth. Quran 3:36. Al-Masih is compared in the birth with Adam, the father of mankind. Quran 3:59 plus 7:72. And the origin of the new birth and the beginning of new spiritual generation. Its etymology is from the word masaha, touch, not from saha, to travel, whose touch, Baydawi says, purified from fault, supported by the Holy Spirit. Jesus expressed His own view by using the title Son of Man. In the Gentile as well as in the Muslim world, the term Al-Masih is meaningless unless explained, and when explained was felt to be strange. In the Quran 9:31, we have a reference to the cult of saints which affected part of later Islam as well as Christianity. They have taken rabbis, monks as Lord, apart from God. The messianic concept in a special, kingly or historical manner has not discussed in the Muslim world. The Messiah, son of Mary, Quran 3:45, is immortal like other prophets. No stigma in his birth, as the mother was faithful, guarded her chastity, divinely chosen above the woman. The word Ibn Maryam was given to Muslims through Ethiopians, as some of them were believing Jesus a human being, only in which the divinity was later infused. Quran 5:75, Kana Ya'kulani Ta'am, is against the docetic view that Jesus was simply an appearance, had no mortal needs. Then Quran 5:16, Ilahain, is against the idea of Theotokos, mother of God. Death of Jesus. Most Muslims deny the death of Jesus on the cross as a fact of history. The truth really is that secular historians also accept the crucifixion as a fact. Christian history believes also that Jesus suffered the full length of that hostility, and that he did so willingly as the price of loyalty to his message, not rendering evil for evil, nor countering hatred with guile. Now, in spite of solid Christian and non-Christian evidence contemporary with the event that Jesus did die on the cross, of all communities of the world, Muslims alone assert that Jesus did not die on the cross. Earlier, Muslims were reluctant to make this assertion about what happened at the cross. In contrast to the later writers who spoke freely of a substitute being crucified. Interpreting on this point, few have vocally opposed the usual Muslim belief that Jesus escaped and was taken into heaven. The general Muslim understanding of the destiny of Jesus in both worlds squarely rests on chapter 4:157 and its context, the whole passage directed against the Jews and their evil actions. One point emerges very clearly. Though the Jews thought that they slew Jesus and crucified him, God took him to himself. To avoid the possibility of the Quran contradicting itself, all other passages alluding to Jesus' death or to the possibility of his death are interpreted in the light of this single verse, Quran 4:153-59. While the chapter 5:17 and 5:75 indicate the possibility of the previous death of the Messiah before ascension, chapter 5:10 tends to support the usual Muslim view that Jesus didn't die at the hands of the Jews, since God restrained them to do so. Chapter 19:33 plainly speaks about the death and resurrection of Jesus. But this passage also need not necessarily refer to both the death and resurrection of Jesus as past events. Either one or both of these events could be understood as occurring in future. Similar words are spoken in regard to John the Baptist Quran 19:15 likewise. If chapter 4, 159 refers to the death of Jesus, the time and place of his death is unspecified. Some Muslim commentators have clearly indicated that prior to his ascension, Jesus died for a few hours and then rose from the dead, since the word at issue in Quran 3:55 and Quran 5:117 is tawaffa. Whatever else it may signify normally conveys or includes the fundamental meaning death. Ahmadiyya Muslims also state that Jesus has already died. Sensing the difficulties in reconciling the various verses in regard to Jesus, his cross, his death, and his ascension, it comes as no surprise that the commentators comment about the other persons involved in the circumstances surrounding these events may also vary. While most of them agree that God made someone to look like Jesus who was crucified in Jesus' place, they differ as to who this substitute was. Other commentators avoided the issue perhaps for possible ethical reason involved in such a substitution. Similarly, the commentators provide us with varying accounts in regard to the manner in which the Jews were deceived in Jesus' escape and ascension. His eventual confrontation with his disciples, yet regardless of those varying interpretations, the vast majority of Muslims continues to agree that Jesus escaped crucifixion and death on the cross, and that he was soon taken alive in his body into heaven, and that he will return to earth in the future. The death of Jesus and his resurrection in Christianity is the integral part of faith. The submission of Jesus to the will of God, even unto the death of the cross, is a major clue to the mystery of his suffering. Jesus is Abdullah in the Quran, and in the Bible, the servant of Jehovah, who fully surrendered to God and so truly worshipping him. This servant of God, who came not to be ministered but to minister and to give life in ransom for many, he is suffering servant, despised and rejected of men, the Son of Man, the Messiah, truly human yet exalted, for God raised him to himself. The Quranic Jesus is one whose words and person were rejected with all the vehemence of Jewry's will to slay. The Quran 5:157 doesn't say that Jesus was not killed nor was crucified. It merely states that the Jews didn't do, but Roman soldiers actually did the work, or neither of them, but the power was given to Pilate from above. No mention of substitute is anywhere in the Quran. The righteous prophets could and been and were killed is mentioned several times in the Quran. Traditional Muslim interpretation has been that the Jews tried to kill Jesus but were unable to do so. One of his companions being killed in his place, Jesus avoids enemies to escape death. Designed for killing Jesus, the night meal, the denial of Peter, the death cup, the prayer request, cause of Jews' animosity with Jesus, effort to kill him, Jesus' house was encircled, and the difference of opinions in who was killed are recounted by the commentators. Jesus remarked during the feast that, as I am going to give my life, you should also do the same. His other remark, that the shepherd will be taken away and the sheep will remain without, and that there is a person who will betray me, the trial and the preparation of the cross, recounted by Wahab and other. But then it is said that the cloud of darkness came down. God sent angels to protect Jesus, and Judah was crucified in his place. The other narrative is that God caused Jesus to die for 3 hours, after which he was raised up to heaven. This gives part of the gospel story. Though angelic aid was rejected and Jesus was crucified for 3 hours before the darkness descended, and after 3 more hours he expired. Ibn Kathir and Sa'labi relate that Jesus called all his disciples to a feast he arranged the previous night and washed their feet, saying, I did this so that it may become an example to you. As you know, I am better than you all, but served you, and likewise no one of you posed greater than others. As I am going to give my life for you, you should also do likewise for each other. 3 sources, Tabari, Ibn Kathir, and Sa'labi mentioned the denial of Peter 3 times. Ibn Kathir relates, Christ's prayer that the cup may be taken away from him, and that the blood perspired. Care of Mark 14:36. And in the meanwhile, Jesus many times advised his disciples to remain awakened and busy in prayer. They quote Jesus saying that soon the shepherd will go and the sheep will be dispersed. It is also related that the Jews complained to a kafir, heathen king, against Jesus saying, Here is a man who instigates the people against the obedience of the king and making the subjects against the rule. Regarding the number of the disciples, there are 3 reports. They were 12, they were 13, or they were 17. When Jesus was arrested, it was the Friday and Saturday night, when the house in which Jesus was with his disciples, surrounded by the soldiers, Jesus got out from his bath while water was dropping from his head. Simon cut off the ear of one soldier, but Jesus fixed it again. Now 2 questions emerged. Did Jesus die on the cross? Was there a substitute who suffered in his place? The canonical gospels affirm the first position, that is to say, Jesus died on the cross, and have no suggestion of the second, that is to say, a substitute died in his place. They agreed in the real death of Jesus on the cross, with the centurion's witness to his death. Compare Mark 15:45. John adds the piercing of Jesus' side with a spear. Muslim commentators found support for the idea of a substitute who was crucified from Gnostic and Basilides, who had the idea that divine nous or intelligence appeared in human form at the crucifixion, who changed form with Simon of Cyrene. The Jews took him and nailed him on the cross. This idea was strongly opposed and rejected by the Orthodox Christians, but it survived. Mani, that 276 AD, called Jesus son of widow of Nain, who was put to death in his place. Another Manichaean document teaches that devil, who was hoping to have Jesus crucified, himself fell a victim to the crucifixion. The Gospel of Barnabas had influenced the same thinking. The idea of substitute had been adopted by many Muslim writers. Their effort is to save Jesus from the shameful death of cross. It is related that one of the disciples agreed to bestay Jesus for 30 dirhams. The disciple, Yehuda, helped the soldiers to arrest Jesus. They bound him. They mocked Jesus, saying, "You raised the dead, cured the blind and lepers. Lose yourself." They spat upon him and put thorn upon him. When they erected the wood to crucify, the earth became dark. God cast the likeness of Jesus upon one of his disciples. Now, at this point, the commentators are quite in disunity. For the sake of the facility, we can divide all opinions into three groups. One group mentions the name of the person on whom the resemblance was cast upon. We see this group in great perplexity. Each of them gives a new name, and they are Titaus, Titianus, Titanus, Yehuda, Yodas Vakriota, Yehuda Iscariuti, Yeshua ibn Kandira, Girgis, Sergius, Feltianus, Titaeus. Each commentator is seen in competition to produce a new and strange name, and by doing this, they are contradicting each other and showing that they are themselves in dark and do not know the truth. The Quran 4:156 quite rightly applied on them. Only a likeness of that was shown to them. I mean those commentators. Those who are at variance concerning his surety are in doubt regarding him. They have no knowledge of him except the following of surmise. The Quran 4:156 is وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍّ مِّنْهُ مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِّ. The second group also doesn't know with surety who that substitute was. Was he a watch or disciple or some deceiver or any munafiq? The third group is unanimous on the point that all became like Jesus. Then who was crucified in place of Jesus? There is no satisfactory unanimous answer. Bazavi relates, when Jews gathered to kill Jesus, God informed him that he would take him up to heaven. Then Jesus asked his disciples, which of them would be willing to have his likeness cast upon him and be killed and enter paradise? One of them accepted, and God put the likeness of Jesus upon him, and he was crucified. According to one report, the crucified person stayed 7 days. Mary, the mother of Jesus, came and wept on the foot of the cross. On the 8th day, Jesus descended from heaven to Mary and the disciples, because it was not Jesus who had been nailed, but one who resembled him, and God had raised Jesus to heaven. Jews thought they killed Jesus, but God raised him up to him in a way we can leave unexplained. If there was no substitute, then did Jesus really die on the cross? So modern Muslim writers think that Jesus was crucified, but did not die on the cross. Still alive after 3 hours, the disciples concealed him in a very secret place. 2 thieves were not dead either. Jesus later appeared in disguise, went to Kashmir, where he died. Others hold that Jesus died only the death of the body, like martyrs, not the soul. As he himself told, be not afraid of those who kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. Matthew 10:28. Because the killing of the prophets wrongly is mentioned in the Quran several times. For example, 3:21, 2:91, 4:155. Muhammad shall put on verse regarding the death of Jesus, Quran 5:117, says that it bears the meaning of ordinary death and not in future. The Quran denies the adoptionist theory of ittikhazul walad, that God has taken to himself offspring. Muslims strongly deny that his virgin birth is reason to call the Son of God. This is true. Before Mary was, the Son of God is. Yes. But through her, the Son of God became the man, Jesus. But the question is that, if we accept his virgin birth, why it has the uniqueness of birth and with Jesus alone? Does it not point to the uniqueness of his status? God not only sends, but he comes in his word. The name of this word is Al-Masih in the Quran.